The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are heading for trouble, but we're going to steer clear of it. And the good news is we can do that because we're helped along as we go through the danger zones of the market by David Trainer, president and founder of New Constructs. If you want to learn more about the New Constructs method, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous, you can go to newconstructs.com where they blog about their danger zone picks. So you can take a look and get more information on absolutely everything that you hear here on the show. The system, however, is about digging in at the bottom and working your way up through the footnotes. It is forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis and more. And when something looks good at the surface, but maybe isn't so good looking when you dig down deep.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
That is what makes something dangerous. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Dropbox.
Danger, danger.
Dropbox, what you're really doing here is dropping the bomb on the Dropbox IPO, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time. You know, this has given us deja vu all over again with the Snapchat IPO. I don't know how this happened, but an old article popped up on my screen this week when I came in that was all about how Snap saw a bump when the underwriters published their positive ratings on the stock, which, of course, were all positive compared to the people who had been able to write on the stock prior to the IPO because they weren't involved in the underwriting. And it just comes back to this huge conflict with respect to IPOs. And what most of, I think, your listeners probably aren't aware is the fact that by the time a lot of these companies are getting to the point where they're going to the public markets, it's because the insiders have already made money on them two or three times over. Dropbox is a perfect example of where we see that the smart money has dried up. So they're kind of left with no other choice but to sell to the public and take advantage of the information, propaganda, misleading, asymmetry, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, these insiders have about what this business is like versus what the public is going to see and the propaganda that they're going to be overwhelmed with from the underwriting analyst.
It's funny because we did an interview with a University of Arizona professor who was talking about the dwindling number of IPOs and how entrepreneurs turn to IPOs last now. They go to all the other sorts of funding, and then there comes a point where it's like, okay, and now we need to cash out. We are willing at some point to give up control, to take the last bit of cash that we're going to get out of it, et cetera. So it doesn't surprise me that you feel that way. I think there's a different problem here, and you haven't necessarily identified it. But as much as I am a Dropbox user, there are a few other services that you can use for storing documents. There's one backed by Apple and one backed by Google and one backed by Amazon and one backed by Microsoft. So I would imagine that the competition level here is pretty bloodthirsty and horrible, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of why I'm saying this is a joke. Like, who can really say these guys have some sort of competitive advantage? You know, they offer 2 gigabytes of free storage, where so does Hightail. iCloud, you get 5 gigabytes, and you could make the argument that between iCloud at 5 gigabytes and Google at 15, that those firms have far better distribution because they've already got that device in your hand. When I say Google, I'm talking about all the Android devices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And iPhone devices. So you've already got embedded, free, in your workflow, bigger amounts of free storage than what you get from Dropbox. And then, of course, you got Microsoft with all of the people who use Microsoft Office, one of the greatest products of all time. I think people forget about that, but one of the greatest, most heavily used products of all time. You've got the free storage there as well. And so, you know, look, these guys are not making money. I mean, this is my old tried and true theme. Look, they're not making money. Their returns and their margins are negative. Returns on capital and margins are negative. They've got huge in competition against people that are better positioned for distribution, that are better positioned for product development. I mean, think about the kind of capital that Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple can throw at creating more features. Steve Jobs a long time ago has talked about this file storage thing as being a feature set that doesn't stand alone. It can't stand alone as a product. So like we said with Snap, you know, which has been up and down, it's around the IPO price now, and I think, look, ultimately it's going to be a bad deal for people. There's no question, because you talk to any sophisticated investors, and none of them, and the same is true about Dropbox, none of them can make a straight-faced argument for why it's smart to invest in Dropbox. That doesn't mean you're not going to see a lot of glowing reports from Wall Street analysts, because guess what? Remember we told you about Snap? Because you remember what the underwriting fees were for Snap?
Yep.
Close to $90 million, maybe $100 million. We don't know for sure, but it was between $88 and $100 million, right? Morgan Stanley alone, $25 million. That's enough of a bribe or a payoff to convince a lot of people to write some positive reports.
It is. And I mean, we're still waiting for some of the numbers. So this isn't the classic case where you can say everything is horrible. But the answer is you've already done enough work to know that you don't like it and that it's only going to get worse as you see the numbers, correct?
Yeah, well, we built a model. We can take the S1 and we can build a model. We do not publish models unless we can build them with integrity, right? And so we built a model, and what we're showing is that Dropbox, the only firm with worse margins and returns on capital than Dropbox is Box. And, of course, they're competing against some of the most profitable businesses in the world of all time in Microsoft, Google, and Apple. You know, so that's not good. But when we look at the expectations baked into the stock price, so their margins right now are negative 4%. So in order to justify the current price, they'd have to immediately improve margins from negative 4 to positive 5, which is huge. Like, it's like that's a big deal on a business that's never been profitable. Like, how are they going to do that? And in addition to that improvement, they'd have to grow revenue by 22% compounded annually for 13 years. At which point, if you assume the same averages per user, they'd have to have 126 million paying users. Microsoft Office 365 has 125 million users as of October 2017. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you put it all together, and it's not a big surprise that we're dropping the mic on Dropbox. It's going to be ticker symbol DBX.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Forgot to drop the mic.
There, now we have dropped the mic. We never remembered. We dropped the mic, and we dropped the bomb on Dropbox. DBX, it's an IPO. When it comes out, well, you might want to pay attention. But you don't want to buy. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. For more information, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs, where they blog about their danger zone picks, so you can always get more information. Plus, their website has their most dangerous and most attractive lists. We're heading for home on the Monday, March 19th edition of Money Life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.